The Environmental Protection Agency says computers can waste so much electricity that they are causing power plants to spew out tons of unnecessary greenhouse gases. The emissions are equivalent to what's put out by nearly 3 million cars. EPA officials say companies and individual computer users could do a lot for the environment if they changed a couple of simple settings. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
What's surprising and frustrating about all this to energy conservation experts is that back more than 10 years ago, the EPA convinced manufacturers to equip computers and monitors with so-called sleep mode. That's not a screensaver. Those don't save any energy. In sleep or standby mode, your computer powers down and goes dark if you haven't used it after a set number of minutes. But most people don't use it. Bruce Nordman is a researcher at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory.
The manufacturers of these devices went to a lot of effort to make sure that they could go to sleep when they're not needed. And it's just so easy. So, you know, so much of the work has been done, and yet that final step of flicking it so that it goes to sleep isn't happening. So it's not a technological problem. It's, at this point, a human problem.
Or maybe it's a little bit of both. As it turned out, the sleep modes caused some networking problems, and so IT managers at many companies started disabling these energy-saving functions. And many disabled the monitor sleep mode along with the computers, even though the monitors didn't cause any trouble. Nordman did surveys in the past several years by walking around office buildings late at night and found that 90% of computers and 40% of computer monitors had their sleep functions disabled. With upwards of 100 million computers across the U.S., that's a lot of electricity.
That's a huge amount of energy. And if these things are just left on all the time, which they are very often, what a huge loss.
Steve Ryan is a manager with the EPA's Energy Star program. He says U.S. companies taken together are wasting more than $1 billion a year on electricity for computer monitors alone that are turned on when they don't need to be. That's enough electricity to power all the households in Chicago for a year.
You know, that energy has to come from somewhere. It comes from a power plant. And, you know, by virtue of that, computers and monitors are responsible for a lot of air pollution.
So lately, Ryan has been calling up executives at major companies and telling them they can save a lot of money and help the environment just by tapping a few keys.
We go to an organization and say, look, you've got this hidden opportunity right under your nose. Simply by putting your computer monitors, just the monitor, giving it the ability to go to sleep when not in use, when your workers are at lunch or at a meeting. And some of these organizations are huge. GE did it something, General Electric, on the order of 100,000 monitors, and they're estimating they're going to save $3 million per year.
GE hasn't yet put all those monitors into sleep mode, but Ryan says when it does, the company also will be preventing the amount of annual greenhouse gas emissions put out by 6,000 cars. Mark Stoller is Director of Environment, Health, and Safety Operations at GE.
It was an exciting project to work on, something that we could work through quickly, get some great results. It's something we'd urge other companies to look at, as well as individuals. People do need to make sure they work carefully with their information systems folks to make sure that there aren't any operational hitches that come up with some of these sleep settings.
For any company that's interested, Steve Ryan says the EPA has developed software that lets you quickly activate the sleep mode on thousands of computers or monitors at once. And for people at home, there are some quick instructions on how to do this at the EPA's webpage, along with other energy-saving tips. The EPA's Steve Ryan says most people don't realize that the average house is responsible for more greenhouse gases than the average car. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
You can also get those energy-saving tips by going to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.